Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Almost unrecognizable to some in its current state, the show burst onto the scene with a blaze of crass attitude and more than its fair share of over-the-top personalities. Yet the one thing that many lament in this PG era is the outstanding levels of violence they packed into these shows. Now, for good reason, this has been curbed, but once upon a time, Raw was definitely termed the red brand for good reason, because it was full of f***ing blood. Yet which were the real moments that made us jump from our seats and yell holy sh*t so loudly that our neighbours called the police? Well, let's take a look together, shall we? With this in mind, I'm Jules of WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most dangerous WWE Raw spots in history. Number 10, the New Age Outlaws push a dumpster full of people off a stage. So, Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie are going at it in a hardcore rules match, hitting all of their usual insane spots, as is their wont to do. Then Jack tosses Charlie into a dumpster, climbs up to the staging area, and delivers a diving elbow drop. That's all fine and good, because we all know there's a big old pad at the bottom of the thing, probably enough packing peanuts to ship an entire room of your house to another fucking country. But there's simply not enough insulation in that very real dumpster to completely break the fall when the two are trapped inside and pushed off a ledge by the New Age Outlaws, dropping a good 6 or 7 feet to the concrete below. It was an incredibly well-executed piece of television, with pretty much every wrestler and crew member coming out from backstage to sell the legitimacy of the injuries of Mick Foley and Terry Funk. Of course, it was JR's famous commentary that put it over the edge. Oh my God, don't you dare do that! There's people in there! Number 9. Van Terminator to Kane with a chair. TLC 4 was the first installment of the crowd-pleasing match gimmick to appear on an episode of Raw, and it featured 4 teams instead of the usual 3. This was mental when you consider how set to f***ing injury these match types are, and the fact that there was now a 4th team in the mix, but it did give us this moment. RVD was off the leash and made the most of every second. As he ascended the top rope and flung himself from one ring post to another, the crowd erupted. It's a moment destined to wear out mouse buttons as you repeatedly watch Kane get decimated. I tell you what though, I bet Kane was glad to be wearing a mask so we couldn't see him cry, because fuck me, that looked painful. Number 8, Shane McMahon crossbody off the top of the cage. Now this one deserves some extra points for being delivered by an outright amateur. Shane McMahon had only participated in a couple of WWE matches at the time of his interference in this cage match between Test and some members of the Mean Street Posse. Complete with dress slacks and a buttoned up shirt, Shane O'Mac climbs to the top of the cage and, without even taking a second to pause and consider the ramifications of what he's about to do, flings off said cage and onto the members of the Posse who are waiting for him down below. Although it doesn't really reach the heights of Superfly Jimmy Snuka perfection, Shane performs the move admirably, causing everyone in the crowd and probably at home to wonder where the hell this guy came from. A fact that he hasn't let us forget even today as he tries to find more things to jump off in search of his father's love. Number 7, Jeff Hardy Swanton Bombs off the Titantron. The Swanton Bomb is a lovely move. Whipping his head back at the very last minute, Jeff Hardy has always pulled off this signature with style. Yet, as beautiful as this move can be, it can always be bettered, and Jeff has launched himself off of ladders and cells and bigger ladders in his time. The best, though, was definitely when he threw caution to the wind and flung himself off of the Titantron back in 2008, about 35 feet in the air onto Randy Orton below, and he f***ing nailed it. The spot looks so dangerous and so visually striking that it deserves to live on in infamy for all of time. Number 6, Bubba Ray powerbombs a granny. For reasons that were never adequately explained, there was a very long phase during the initial run with the WWE that saw Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley get off and powerbombing women through tables. It was weirdly perverted and sadistic, and I loved it. It only got weirder, though, when the Dudleys set their sight on the older crowd. Mae Young was in her late 70s when the company decided to let Bubba Ray powerbomb her through a table twice. The first time, the table was set up in the ring and performed off the top turnbuckle, but the second time is the one that we're focusing on because he jumped off the ledge of the entrance and powerbombed her through some tables that were below, and it was fucking amazing. We've not seen the elderly abused in such a manner since, but then again, could you ever top this? Number 5. Edge spears Jeff Hardy off of the ladder. The night immediately following their legendary tag team cage match at Unforgiven, the Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian were tasked with trying to recreate some of that magic on an episode of Raw. That's a damn near impossible feat considering the toll Unforgiven took on their bodies, but the Raw match still managed to pull out some absolute gems. With Jeff Hardy dangling from the chain that held the tag team championship belts, Edge ascended to the top of a ladder and spears his positively soon-to-be corpse right into the mat. A solid 15 feet below. There seems to be no way to take this move properly without some form of pain, so massive props to Jeff and Edge for surrendering their bodies up for a free TV crowd. Number 4. Shawn Michaels superkicks Shelton Benjamin's head off. Aside from this being one of the greatest matches to occur at the tail end of Michaels' career, his match with Shelton Benjamin provided what is unquestionably the greatest superkick the Heartbreak Kid ever executed. By the time that HBK fought Benjamin in 2005, he performed the sweet chin music like, I don't know, 8 million times? Yet even a guy who spent 3 decades perfecting a sidekick to the face has to find it difficult not to knock somebody's head clean off when that person is launching themselves across the ring into said kick at full speed. Benjamin springboards off the top rope, arms flailing, shooting directly into Shawn's extended boot. How do you pull off that kick? And if you're Benjamin, how do you hope to get your hands in front of your face in time? It was a move that rivals any RKO for the holy hell where did that come from factor. Number 3. Sabu's triple jump leg drop on John Cena. ECW's own Houdini of Hardcore had a pretty short run in the WWE, but luckily he gave us this insane spot before he left. Bathing in the glow of his success at ECW's one-night stand, Sabu looked keen to keep the momentum going against John Cena by showing off his classic devil-may-care attitude. With a folding chair magically appearing in the ring, set up and ready, Sabu takes a run at it, jumping off the chair and onto the top rope, where he balances very precariously for a long old second before launching himself through the air and onto Cena's body with a gigantic leg drop. The amount of hang time Sabu gets is ridiculous, as is the fact that the WWE lets him try this considering his horrible track record of botching these kinds of moves. Of course, the move did result in a huge shiner for Cena, which can't have endeared the hardcore icon to Vince McMahon. Still looked fucking great though. Number 2. Ken Shamrock takes an unprotected chair shot to the skull. Taking a shot to the face with a chair is more science than art. It's a simple matter of timing, really, to make sure you get your hands up in front of your cranium before the chair comes down to crush away all of your living memories. Apparently, no one gave Ken Shamrock that memo, though, because the dude decided to take the brunt of that thing with his damn face. And at the time, The Rock, who was giving said chair shot, wasn't exactly shy when he was wielding one of those bad boys either. Between this spot and the unmitigated horror that was his chair shot marathon against Mankind at the Royal Rumble 1999, it's incredible that The Rock was even allowed to sit on a chair again while performing on WWE TV. And number 1, Kurt Angle's moonsault off the top of the cage. First of all, it needs to be said that this cage match between Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit was a damn clinic on weaving technical wrestling with dramatic storytelling. And now the WWE is slowly putting Benoit matches back on the archives, you two can witness the death-defying Kurt moment. Up until this point, Kurt had never really shown his distaste for gravity so greatly, so him performing the moonsault was a shock. But also check out the obscene amount of hang time. That's the exact opposite of what most daredevil types try to do when they come down off the top of the cage. And this wasn't the only crazy move from the top of the cage, as this match also features an incredibly dangerous diving headbutt from Benoit, which had all sorts of hazards attached to it. But ultimately, Angle's moonsault took the crown that night because we'd never seen anything attempted by him that high risk before.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.